It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And today our throwback year is 1985. I almost said 1980, but it was 1985.
Keep going, yeah.
And that one of the biggest or the biggest movie that year was Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, yeah.
Yeah.
It's big.
So longtime collaborators Bob Gale and Robert Zemeckis conceived of Back to the Future in 1980. They wanted to develop a film about time travel, but they struggled to create a satisfying narrative and were desperate for a successful film after numerous collaborative failures.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The project was rejected more than 40 times by various studios because it was not considered raunchy enough to compete with the successful comedies of the era.
The raunch of 1985?
Yeah, apparently.
What were the movies?
A real raunchy time back then. I don't know.
Geez, imagine today.
So worried that people would shun a film with the word future in its title, one of the executives Gale and Zemeckis met with suggested that they rename the film Spaceman from Pluto.
Yes, please.
Spaceman from Pluto. That what does that have good. To do with the movie, even?
I mean, you're right. What
is, that does not, that's not even.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They rejected that, obviously.
Yeah,
for good reason.
Yeah. Good reason.
So Michael J. Fox was the first choice to portray Marty McFly. Gale and Zemeckis believed his acting timing in the sitcom Family Ties as a sophisticated Alex P. Keaton could be translated to Marty's clumsiness. They asked the show's producer to have Fox read the script, but concerned that Fox's absence would damage Family Ties' success, he didn't give Fox the script.
Really?
No, he didn't.
No.
Other young stars were considered, including John Cusack, Johnny Depp, Ralph Macchio, Charlie Sheen, and Robert Downey Jr. Ultimately, they cast an actor named Eric Stoltz, but shortly after principal photography began, Zemeckis decided he wasn't right for the part and made the concessions necessary to hire Michael J. Fox, including refilming some of the scenes they'd already shot and adding $4 million to the budget. Just $4 million is all they had to add.
Come on.
No big deal.
It's Hollywood. It's Hollywood.
That's right. Among others, Jeff Goldblum, John Lithgow, Robin Williams, John Cleese, and Gene Hackman were all considered for the role of Doc Brown. Lithgow was unavailable, and so the role was offered to Christopher Lloyd. Albert Einstein and conductor Leopold Stokowski inspired Lloyd's wild white hair in the movie. And Lloyd affected a hunched posture to lower his 6'1" height closer to the 5'5" tall Michael
J. Fox. Oh, yeah, because they're...
That would have been quite the
height difference.
So the time machine was originally conceived as a stationary device, and at one point, it was a refrigerator.
Well, that would have been less exciting,
yeah.
I think.
So Zemeckis suggested the DeLorean because it offered mobility and a unique design. The gull-wing doors would appear like an alien UFO to a 1950s family.
True.
Definitely.
Yeah, very true.
The three DeLoreans were used and were purchased from a collector, one for stunts, one for special effects, and a more detailed hero version for close-up shots. They were unreliable, though, and often broke down.
Just like they were DeLoreans.
Yeah,
that's what you get.
88 miles per hour was chosen as the time travel speed because it was easy to remember, and they thought it just looked cool on the speedometer.
It does.
Yeah.
It looks very cool.
As of November of 2021, there are approximately 122 DeLoreans known to exist that are converted to replicas of the Back to the Future time machines.
Really? How many?
122.
22.
Driving around. I don't know. Do you think they drive those around?
They drive
them to car shows.
Maybe there's one that goes to the cruise night tomorrow night.
That'd be cool.
Up at the Damascus Shrine Center, yeah.
Yeah. In the United States and Canada, Back to the Future received a wide release on July 3rd, 1985, ahead of the Independence Day holiday weekend. It was a critical and commercial success, earning $381.1 million to become the highest grossing film of 1985 worldwide.
Big time.
The film elevated Michael J. Fox from a financially struggling actor to one of the most in-demand and globally recognized stars in Hollywood. And among fans of the movie was Ronald Reagan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Big fan.
Okay.
Ronald Reagan.
Sure.
And he even referred to the film during his 1986 State of the Union address to appeal to America's young voters.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Throw that in there.
Back to the Future has since grown in esteem and is now considered by critics and audiences to be one of the greatest science fiction films and among the best films ever made. The film was followed by two sequels released in 1989 and 1990. And then Universal Studios launched a multimedia franchise, which now includes video games, theme park rides, an animated television series, and a stage musical.
They will cash in. Oh, yeah, stage musical. That's pretty new, isn't it?
I think so.
The stage musical?
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Back to the Future, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song from the movie. We're going to play Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, yeah. Very good one. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Huey Lewis and the News and the Power of Love. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record on Legends?
Well, because we were talking about Back to the Future,
yes,
which was released in 1985, and that is our Throwback Thursday year today.
It sure is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Back to the Future was rejected more than 40 times.
There are known to be around 122 DeLoreans that have been converted to replicas of the Back to the Future time machine.
And Ronald Reagan was a big fan of the movie and even quoted it in his 1986 State of the Union address.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Now, you mentioned that that Michael J. Fox was shooting
Family Ties
at the same time.
Yeah.
And so I just saw something on the internets a couple of months ago that he was working such long days, he would go and tape, you know, Family Ties,
yeah,
and then it wasn't far away.
Right.
At Universal Studios, where they were filming Back to the Future, and he would show up there and shoot there and then go back. What an amazing, I mean, I know it's only a short period of time, several weeks, but
yeah,
boy, what a workout.
That's crazy.
Holy cow.
It's a crazy schedule.
Yeah. All right, folks want to learn more about Back to the Future. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all there. We encourage you to check it out. Plus, this video will be posted, well, it's on Facebook Live right now, but it also goes up on YouTube in just a little bit. You can find the whole archives there. YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner, and you'll find them all there. Back tomorrow, fresh episode 410 for a Friday.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather next, and Depeche Mode. And more, plus your chance to win those Chicago tickets coming up on Legends 102.7.